The next Shaar Nirchus Sadikim, I think for me personally, is probably one of the most difficult Shaarim, one of the most difficult gates to exactly explain what it is. It takes a few times through that chapter to really figure out what he's trying to tell you, but I think we can present an overall approach to what is the Shaar HaRatzon, the gate of will. I think for many people, if you just saw the title, you'd probably think it has to do with the concept of Ratzon, your will, and the importance of, you know, using your willpower and things like that. That is not what the Orach HaTzaddikim wants to talk about. He wants to talk about something else. Ratzon, says the Orach HaTzaddikim, is being favorable with other people. And he says being favorable is a very, very good midah. Now, there is a pattern to the Orach HaTzaddikim. Rav Avigdor Miller says, he said on a tape that I heard, that the connection between the Shaar HaRatzon and the Shaar HaKas, the gate of anger that we discussed last time, is that in the Shaar HaKas, anger is the reaction to someone who does something against what you want, right? You get angry because they did something not what I wanted. But the Midas HaRatzon, the Midah of being willing, is to be willing to do what other people want, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what it means to have Ratzon. It means to be open to the possibility to act on behalf of other people, as opposed to Kas, where a person is unbending. And he says that the Midah of Ratzon is found with generous people, people who don't question Hashem, those people are Samach Bechelko, and it's a good Midah to put one's Ratzon aside, and to put the Ratzon, the will, of others before you. And if you do this, he says, it will make you a very beloved person. Now, before we start, well, let's actually get to this at the end. So we'll hold off on this caveat later on. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his Shari Avoda that this is a fulfillment of V'halachta Bidrachav. We know that all midos stem from V'halachta Bidrachav, to follow in Hashem's path. And just like Hashem created the world, we as well should be willing to have a Ratzon to sustain the world and the Ratzon Hashem. That Hashem had a will in order to take care of us, and we should have a ratzon as well to take care of other people. The quality of willingness, which I think this is the English translation of ratzon, willingness, means that a person is just out there to do what he's supposed to do. That you're willing. You're willing to give up things. You're willing to give up your own ideas. You're willing to give up your own desires for the sake of others and for the sake of Hashem. Willingness is the midah of ratzon. Now, people are always very happy to be around somebody who's willing to give up their own time. He's not pushy. They're laid back. You're willing to help. You're not just, you have nowhere else to go. You're doing just whatever Hashem wants you to do, what people would like you to do. To be willing. To have willingness to have ratzon for towards other people. Says the Orach HaTzaddikim, if you are merutza, if you are favorable, willing to other people, the Mishnah Perkei Avos Perek Gimel says that you'll be favorable to Hashem. Hashem will want to do your ratzon as well. We see throughout Tanakh the benefit of being favorable, have willingness towards other people. Avram was favorable with Avimelech, right? Avram was willing to make shalom with Avimelech. Mordechai had willingness. He was willing to do things for Achashverosh, as we're coming upon Purim, right? Mordechai, he didn't have to go and save the king's life when there was an assassination attempt. He went out of his way. He could have stayed quiet, but he was willing to go and do something for the king. And Yosef was merutza. He was willing. He had a sense of ratzon in the eyes of Paro. Paro saw an individual who wanted to go above and beyond, who had a plan to take care of the country. He had this midah of ratzon, of being merutza, of willingness. And if you are favorable, if you are willing in the eyes of people, how much more so will Hashem be happy with you as well? Therefore, one should try to become merutza in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of people, to want to help other people, to want to do things for other people. If you are favorable in the eyes of people, they'll forgive you more easily if you make a mistake, right? If you're a good guy, if you're a good person, and you want to help people out, when you mess up, because we're all going to mess up, then people will be much more willing to forgive you. So if you show a willingness, if you have a sense of ratzon to do what other people want, they will let you pass when you mess up and you make a mistake. Okay. The Orach HaTzaddikim says that the key to the mid of ratzon is the mid of listening, of being a shomea. And he spends a lot of time in this shar talking about listening to people. The idea of being meratza, to be willing for other people, is based on being shomea. This doesn't mean simply listening with your ears. That's not what we're talking about. Everybody, Baruch Hashem, hear their ears work. You can hear things. You can hear people talk. The idea of being having a sense of ruts and of willingness is to open your ears and to really hear and to listen carefully what people are telling you. For example, the Torah is constantly telling us that we should be tishmoa. We should listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem. Do you think that the Torah means that you should simply, oh, Hashem told me I should keep kosher. Okay, I heard that, but I'm going to go over here and do what I want. Right, Hashem said, don't speak Lashon Hara. Okay, I heard that, but I'm going to go blast this person. Obviously, when the Torah says, Shema Yisrael, Im Shamoa Tishma, if you listen to Hashem, do you think that Hashem is asking for a hearing test? You know, like two beeps on this side, two beeps on the other side? That's not what Hashem's talking about. To be a Shomea, to listen, says Yoruch HaSadikim, means to have the rut zone of what the person is asking you to do. To listen carefully and to really want to do what the person says of you. And certainly when it comes to what Hashem asks of us. You know, Yaakov Avinu, the Yoruch HaSadikim has a fascinating chiddush. I don't know the source of this idea, but he says that Yaakov Avinu was granted to have 12 shvatim, to have the 12 shvatim come from him in the merit that he was shomea, that he listened to his parents, that he listened to Rivka to steal the brachos, and that he listened to Yitzchak and Rivka to not marry somebody from Canaan. And he says, in the merit of him being a shomea, not just hearing the words, but following through on what the person told you, he merited to have 12 shvatim. It's such an important midah, because so often, I think we do this, you know, with parents, we do this with teachers or friends, right? A person will say, you know, go do A, B, and C for me, can you take care of this? Or your parents say, you know, go to the store, buy da-da-da-da-da. And then you go to the store and you're like, I don't know, something like bread and milk, and that was it. And then you come home and like you forgot two things. Or you didn't get the whole thing. Why? Because, yeah, you heard the words going into your ears, but were you shomea? Did you allow all that information to penetrate and to want to act on behalf of this person to help them out? The best thing someone who is struggling can do for themselves is to start listening to Hashem, to listen to the mitzvot, to follow through. Says Yoruch HaSadikim, a bandage can fix one injury at a time. If you get hurt, you know, one bandage takes care of this, you know, one cast takes care of that part of the body. But the Navi Yeshaya says, Hatu aznechem v'luchu elai, shimu usechi nafshechem. Turn your ears and listen to me and come to me and listen carefully, usechi nafshechem, and your soul will live. If you want to have chias, you want to have real life, you want to be healthy and happy, you have to be shomea. You really, really, really have to listen carefully and hear what people are telling you. Open up your ears, open up your mind, open up to what Hashem is telling you, and to be a careful listener to other people, to really focus on them. You know, when someone's talking to you, look them in the eye. Don't look at your phone. Don't look somewhere else. And give them all the time in the world. I'll make a quick comment. You know, if anybody knew Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer, who was the Rav in West Hempstead, so one of the great midos of Rabbi Kellermer was, is that whenever he spoke to you, you know, the maybe the three or four times I had the opportunity to speak one-on-one with Rabbi Kellermer, with other people around me, and sometimes maybe it was just me and him alone, other times it was, you know, in a hall with a lot of other people, when Rabbi Kellermer was talking to you, you felt as if there was nobody else in the room, and that you were his only concern at that moment. And it was so powerful that you felt he was being shomea. He was listening to everything you were saying, and it built such a strong connection to have a careful attention, to listen carefully to the people you are talking to and who are talking to you. He actually concludes this shar by writing, Ein ba'olam tov kishmia. There is nothing as good in the world for a person as is to be shomea, to listen to those around you. He says, you shouldn't be stubborn if someone tries to give you musr, someone tries to correct your bad behavior. Shomea, open up. Have a rutzon, have a will, be willing to be mekabel, to accept the words of other people. That's what it means to have the midah of rutzon. So let's now focus in, says Yoruch HaSadikim, when it comes specifically to doing the Ratzon Hashem, the willingness to listen to Hashem. There's a Yalkut Shemoni, a Medrash in the Yalkut Shemoni in Bereishis and Remez Lamed Beis that he quotes, and he says there are four types of Shmiah. There's four types of listening in the world. He says the first type of listening is listening and losing something. Right? Adam listened to Chava, and because he listened to her, he lost out on a lot of stuff. That's one type. There's listening and then gaining something. Avram listened to Sarah about getting rid of Yishmael, and because he listened, he was able to have a Yitzchak as a son. You know, when Klal Yisrael listened to Hashem, we get rewarded. That's being a Shomer, that's listening and gaining, and having the willingness to listen to that person. Then there's not listening and gaining. Sometimes you can close your ears and not follow the person who's doing the wrong thing. We'll talk about bad listening and bad Ratzon later on. Yosef didn't listen to the calls of Eishes Potiphar, and he gained the rulership over Mitzrayim. And finally, there's not listening to something and losing out. When we don't listen, when the Jewish people don't listen to Hashem, we're punished, we lose out. You know, when the Ben Sora or Mora, the rebellious son, doesn't listen to his parents, then he's put to death, he loses out. This is what the Yalkut Shemoni says. We have to be careful to what type of listening we're doing and how it's going to help us and how it's going to hurt us. It is important, says Yoruch HaSadikim, to make sure that your ratzon, your willingness, aligns with what Hashem's desires as well. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos Perek Beis says, Asei ritzono k'ritzoncha, make your will like the ratzon Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants, that should be what you want. K'dei shiyase ritzoncha k'ritzono, and then Hashem will do what you want him to do. Batzal ritzoncha b'nei ritzono, if you are mevatal your ratzon, your will before Hashem, then other people will be mevata, will nullify their will to yours. Yeah, Tamar.
I was going to say, if you're like mevata your own ratzon, then it's not yours anymore. Like, as if you're following like what Hashem wants, then you're not doing what you want.
That's right.
So then it's not really your, it's not, it doesn't belong to you anymore.
That's right. The goal at the end of the day is to train ourselves to do that. Our desire should be whatever Hashem wants us to do. That's the goal. The goal is to realign our will, whatever Hashem wants. To get to a place, I'm going to talk in extremes for a moment. To get to a place where it is abhorrent to you, that it makes you nauseous to speak Lashon Hara. How could I do that? This is a discussion. The Rambam in the Shmona Prakim, in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, says, what's better? Should a person say, cheeseburgers are gross because that's not what Hashem wants, and therefore I don't want everyone to have a cheeseburger? Or should a person say, cheeseburgers look a schmack. They're fantastic looking. It smells so good when I go by McDonald's. But, it's the Ratzon Hashem, I shouldn't want to do it, so therefore I'm not going to do it. What's better? What would you say?
I don't know.
So, the Rambam says it depends what the mitzvah is. If it is a mitzvah sichli, a mitzvah you could figure out on your own, like murder, okay? Nobody here should ever be in a place where they say, I really want to murder that person. But what am I going to do? The sixth commandment is lo tirzach, so I'm not going to murder. So I love Hashem so much, I'm not going to murder. So the Rambam says that's crooked. That's wrong. That's not how we should act. In those cases, our true desire should be exactly what Hashem wants. Those things we should line up. But then the Rambam says, if there's something that's not sichli, it's not logical, like the cheeseburger. So the Rambam says it's considered a level, it's considered a madrega, where a person will say, really, I would love to have a cheeseburger, but I'm not going to do it because it's not the Ratzon Hashem. Because that's what Hashem wants me to do. That is where we should be headed towards. Now, there is an even higher level. There's an even higher level where essentially a person loses out on their free choice. Where a person has trained themselves to such a place where it would not occur to them to do anything else. Avraham Avinu reached such a level, according to Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu reached such a level, where essentially Moshe Rabbeinu had no bechira, he had no free choice. The Meshech Chachma writes about this in a few places, that Moshe Rabbeinu lost his Bechira. He had such revelation and closeness to Hashem that it was kim'at, almost impossible for him to do the wrong thing, except in those, you know, three places. But nevertheless, that is our goal. Our goal is to align and put ourselves in a mindset where we are locked and loaded along with the Torah. Does that make sense? Okay. One should have a ratzon to learn Torah, says Yorcha Sadikim. It says in Tehillim, in Perakuf Yud Beis, Ashrei ish yirei es Hashem. Praiseworthy is the person who fears Hashem. B'mitzvosav, in his mitzvos. Chafetz ma'od. He desires them to do them greatly. The Yorcha Sadikim has a beautiful pshat in this pasuk. The pasuk does not say that praiseworthy is the person who learns a lot of mitzvos, who's lomed them ma'od, who learns a lot of Torah. That's not what it says. What does it say? B'mitzvosav chafetz ma'od. That he desires Hashem's mitzvos. He desires Hashem's Torah. The greatest praise you can receive is that you want to do the mitzvos. You want to learn the Torah. You should have a ratzon to do the ratzon Hashem. Okay? You are not judged at the end of the day on how much you learned, how smart you are, the grades you got, where you went to seminary, not to open up that can of worms, but, you know, just the discussion here is about what's your desire. How much do you want to push yourself? How much do you want to grow? That's what Hashem is going to want to see from you. Ashra Yishir Yas Hashem, praise is the person who's b'mitzvos of chafetz mode. He wants it. He desires. He's pushing. He's growing whenever he can. We're not measured on how much we acquire. We are measured on how much we wanted to acquire and the effort we put in. Were we ratzon? Did we have a willingness? Did we want to push ourselves? Did we want to grow in our avodas Hashem? That, says Yorcha Sadikim, is the greatest praise that a person can have. Was he a mevakesh? Did he desire? Was he constantly growing in that atmosphere? Even if you're not the most intellectual person, there's a great reward for listening to Hashem and wanting to do the ratzon Hashem. There's an agadah, he quotes a wild agadah in Bereishis Perek Pei Dalet, in the sefer called Agadah Bereishis. And he says that, ba'asad lavo, in the future, people will be surprised that certain people will be sitting in Gan Eden next to the avos. Very, very chashuv seats. You'll be sitting with, you'll look in Gan Eden and say, oh, I can't believe that person is sitting all the way next to Avram Avinu. Is sitting next to, you know, Sarah Shneer, is sitting next to Rachel Imenu, is sitting next to the Vilna Gaon. I can't believe that. How is that person sitting there? And the Medrash says, because even though these people didn't learn a lot of Torah on a high level in this world, they had a ratzon. They had an unquenchable thirst and a desire to listen to Hashem. Because that's where you're going to be placed. You're going to be placed in Olam Haba based on the ratzon you had to want to be great. The willingness you had to connect to Hashem and to learn Torah and to grow. That's what it says in Mishlei and Perek Tes Vav. It says, Ozen shamas tochachas chayim bekerav chachamim talin. A person who had an ear, they were shomea, they were constantly absorbing, wanting to hear the words of Torah, the words of Chazal, they're going to be bekerav chachamim. They're going to sit amongst the chacham at the end of the day. That is the only measuring stick. How much you wanted it and how badly you worked for it. It's not easy to always make your ruts and the ruts in Hashem, but you have to try your best. And even if the mitzvah is difficult, you should try and bend your will to do the mitzvos. Look at Avram, right? Avram had a very difficult task. Avram was told to go bring his son on the Akedah and to shecht his son. But he did it. He bent himself. He pushed himself. No one's saying the Akedah was easy for Avram. It's hard for any normal human being to imagine that Avram got on the horn and said, okay, let's go. Of course, there was a sadness to it. He had a son that he davened over for years. He loved him dearly, but he pushed himself. He did it out of the Ratzon Hashem, because it was the Ratzon Hashem. How can you overcome this Yetzer Hara? The Gemara in Kedushin says, by learning Torah. The more Torah we learned, the more we learn Torah, the more we learn about Chazal and the Ratzon Hashem, the more we'll align our hearts to do what Hashem wants us to do. Now, what's bad Ratzon? Right? We're talking about you should be willing, open, you know, be happy to help people, go out of your way to be willing with other people. So what's the wrong way to do it? So I think we can all figure out by now. We've learned enough Orcha Sadikim. You should not practice Ratzon and listening when it comes to Rishayim, to people who want you to do the wrong thing. In fact, You should have no ratzon. You should have nothing to do with them. Anything that's against the Torah. And you should never say that something that is against the Torah is a good thing. And you should never want to be like a rush. You should never want to be like a bad person. There's a very, very important comment in the Mesilas Yesharim Parakeh. This is not in the Orchos Sadikim. The Orchos Sadikim came before the Mesilas Yesharim. But the Mesilas Yesharim writes in Parakeh. He says, Ki im yomer l'chadam. Maybe someone will tell you one day. The Gemara in Ksuba says, La'olam tiye daito shel adam u'reva simabrios. You should be ma'urav and brios. You should hang out with people. You should try to be nice to people. Try to hang out in a way that you can be able to connect to other people. Right? So people will say, So people will say, come hang out with us. You got to be friendly. What's wrong with you? Oh, you're too frum. You can't hang out with us anymore. You don't want to do this thing. You're too religious. Right? So a person says, I got to be nice to people, right? I got to hang out with people. I got to be social. There's something wrong with me. So says the Mesilas Yesharim, I beat you to the punch. He says, Af ata omer lo, b'ma dvaram amurim. So what should you tell that person? B'bnei adam she'osim ma'isei adam. You're right. I'm supposed to hang out with people and socialize with people who are acting like human beings. Ach lo b'bnei adam she'osim ma'isei behema. But not with people who are acting like animals. There's no place for me to... It has to be with adam, with brios, but not with people who act like an animal. So if someone's acting in an inappropriate way, there is no concept, says the Mesilas Yesharim, of saying, got to hang out, got to be a good friend. That doesn't exist. When people are acting against the way a person should act, there is no place to say, I have to be socially nice and have to get along with them. Now, it's not saying you should call the person an animal. That's not what he's saying. What he is saying, though, is that you should have the strength to overcome that peer pressure and view those people as acting like behemoths. They're acting like animals. You need to act in a better way. And then he quotes Shlomo in Shlomo Melchim Mishlei, Leich mi neged l'ish ksil, go against a foolish person. David Melch writes, until him ashrish asher lo halach, that a person is praised for not walking with people who do the wrong thing. And they explain as follows, that you have to hang out with people who are doing the right thing, not if people are doing the wrong thing. There's no mitzvah to have a ratzon to be willing for people who do the wrong thing. The Orcha Sadikim concludes that if you don't have a midah of ratzon, if you don't have a midah of doing Hashem's will, you'll never have a deeper understanding of Hashem. You're never going to get to a deeper appreciation and relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu if you don't work on the midah of ratzon, of wanting to do Hashem's will. We are promised again and again and again by Hashem that simcha will come from listening to Hashem, and by extension, by listening to Chazal, by listening to Chachamim. And this is the mitzvah of Lo Sasor, not going against the Rasan of Chachamim. But why would Hashem want a deeper person with any person who's not interested in following His will? You want to get to a place where you and Hashem are on the same page, where you want to do His will, Hashem is interested in you doing His will, and you connect to Him in that way. So this is the Shar HaRatzon, this is the Shar of willingness. It's not as clear-cut as the other Sharim. Anger is pretty straightforward. Gaiva is pretty straightforward. The other Sharim are pretty clear-cut. And the rest of the Shar HaMerach HaSadikim are also going to be very, easy to put into a box and to define. But here, this Shar is the Shar of Ratzon, to be willing to help other people, to be willing and favorable with other people, and to also be willing and favorable with the Ratzon Hashem as well.